All right, here we are with the, we don't even have a name for this podcast, so we're just going to call it the Go All In Podcast.
Five Amigos.
The Five Amigos, except there's six of us. Okay, he can't count.
I still need sugar.
So, quick introduction, Simon, Don.
Richard.
Andy.
David.
Andy, you should turn a little bit slightly. But hey, we're jumping on today. We got Don Pack in the house from Seattle. He is our growth representative. How you say that?
Growth advisor.
Oh, yeah. Growth advisor from Zillow. And today we're talking about contact management, CRM. We were talking about what else, smart guy?
Just some value-based marketing, why that's important to you as both a consumer and if you're leading a team or you're an agent. Just, you know, Don came into us today and talked about when you're talking with clients that you're working with, providing them with value, what's happening in the market, things to educate them to put them in the best position. So just really, as a consumer, you know, you have these people reaching out to you.
He's good at this.
But, you know,
this is called the Ricky Griltrop Podcast.
I think what I was learning from Don Doe today is you're going to have a bunch of agents reaching out to you, but as a consumer, you want to know what's going on in the market. You want
to
be prepared.
You want them to bring value to you, exactly. And just instead of just calling you and saying, yep, hey, are you still thinking about buying?
Yep.
Right? And so that's what we're going to talk about today. And then what was the other piece of it? And can you make it a little short, less short-winded?
What was the other piece?
I don't know. Contact management system?
Oh,
providing
just
value?
The future of database management being so important. You know, all the things that we're going to be able to do in the future, being able to have the abilities to add in other platforms to just succeed. And
well, that's something that Zillow has really led the...
Okay, I'm going to lead this. Otherwise, we're going to be here all day doing this. Okay? So this is how it's going to work. Because, listen, this guy, I didn't know he talked so damn long, and I know he talks so long. So the show will be over, your battery will be dead before I just let them run off. So let's jump right into it. CRM, contact management system. The consumer is tired of people trying to sell them on stuff. We've been talking about this for a long time, right? The consumer doesn't want to be sold. In fact, there's no real estate agent alive good enough to sell somebody something. You're never going to get somebody to buy a home that they don't want. So our approach to the consumer needs to be a little bit more different these days than ever before. What does that approach need to look like, Simon?
Just a human connection and being the local expert. I mean, nowadays, instead of the, hey, how's it going? Are you looking for a house, Andy? You know, it's more of a, hey, this is what's happening in your town, the one you're looking at. Did you see this house that was available? Here's a video. I just toured it and sent it to you.
Right? Bringing value all the time.
Right, connecting it to
I think there's a core value we have that goes in line with this called taking initiative.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Andy, all right, talk to us. What, you're really good with follow-up, so talk to us about your follow-up.
I've hired somebody to start doing it.
Well, then, see, you are really good. I did that too.
Follow-up is crucial because the consumer, the home buyer out there has a lot of options to use other agents. And I think what we try to instill here is a follow-up of not selling people, but bringing value, bringing information, changes in the market.
Well, a lot of times, too, it's just staying in front of people, just communicating with people. How's your children doing? How, like, things that matter to them outside. Like,
being a human.
Yes. We think homes matter to everybody because that's what we do, but we still need to be able to have a connection, relationships, and conversations with the consumer that may have nothing to do with a home. Instead of going into it with the expectation of something coming out of it, how about you just go into it making the deposits of being a good human? How are the kids doing? How's baseball? How's horseback? Whatever it is that they do, you know those things and you're having those conversations without the expectations of anything in return.
I think that's what it boils down to, is just being a genuinely good person, wanting to help the individual. I think that needs to stay the focus of it. And when you boil this whole thing down, it's just that, like you just talked about, understanding who this person is, why that's important to them, and then organizing that information so you can effectively, you know, again, bring value to them and help them find their dream home for their reason and their why.
Exactly. That why is the most important thing for them. And if you understand their why, you're not selling them. You're understanding
what
they
need. You're serving them at that point.
You're serving them at that point. And you got to treat it like I have a very core value with my family. And so I treat everybody like it's like my brother or sister. I want to make sure the best is of the best is presented for them so that we can help them.
And just something right here, like I connect with him because of his daughter. I see how well he has that relationship and it just exudes so much energy and I smile when he does that. And when we ever meet each other, that's what our connection is, right? And it's an automatic bond, but you got to understand that. This is not a transactional period. This is all relational.
Yeah. Well, it's just like this morning, you guys were talking about your daughters. His daughter's in college, your daughter's six?
Eight and five.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I think this leads into something else, though, the value of social media and how so often, you know, we go, oh, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. No, it is a huge deal, and you need to be implementing social media into your business 20 times greater than you are right now. I know there's a lot of talk about ChatGPT and Elemental P and QRSTV. And to me, honestly, none of that shit matters, right? Yes, I think that those are great tools to gather information, but it still takes a human touch. It still takes a human reaching out. Still AI, whatever. It still takes humans. I think actually for our business right now, a big separator from us is getting very humanistic with people, talking to people, conversating with people, not relying on all this AI.
Being human.
Being human.
Thinking intelligently, in retrospect of who your client is, ChatGPT or Elemental P does not bring this, what we know.
No, it brings statistics.
And even with ChatGPT, well, this is the technical side of it, is that's the start of it, right? The relationship and being genuine to it. But then the technical piece is actually organizing it through your CRM and updating it, because that's going to provide value, because ChatGPT works off the database you give it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think we all do a great job connecting with clients, but we're always on the road, we're on the go. So just taking that 15 seconds to put in those notes to set us up for the success in the future, I think that's the huge piece of it, is we're always on the go, we're running around. We had that really good connection, but sometimes, you know, over time we can lose that. Just adding those notes and keeping that CRM updated is where we're going to have a lot of the success.
And the drive for us needs to be because we care about that individual. Right. I want to remember those things.
It helps humanize you, 100%. Being able to keep mind of these things. Mm-hmm.
I think the greatest thing with all of this stuff is, like, you know, and I want to go back to Facebook real quick, though. Like, you get, you know, you're having these conversations, you're meeting people, whether it's Zillow, open houses, you should be Facebook friend requesting every single person because of what you just heard from there. He's in Seattle, he's in Michigan, in Swartz Creek. And they both, and they, these guys don't talk, Don and I talk all the time, these guys don't talk outside of.
And this is a true story. When I saw that, like, I actually started tearing up because I was thinking about my daughter and then how I was going to feel. Like, it's like, no, not yet. And I'm already worried about it.
But you know what the greatest part about that is that I'm putting that out there because I want people to understand who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to know how I react, how I treat people.
Listen, the very first thing, whenever somebody brings me, whether it's Adam, whether it's Karen, whoever it is, Karen just texted me, brings me, hey, I'm interviewing a potential agent. First thing I ask, what's their name? First thing I do, Facebook them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that the people that you just set an appointment with who've never met you in your life might be doing the same thing?
Yeah.
The younger people might be on TikTok, but for our generation, Facebook, for sure.
You know, that's what, in the olden days, it was Yellow Pages, it was whatever the media was. Yeah. Now the media is Facebook, and the best part about it is it gives you, you know, obviously you can fake it, but it gives me my true representation of who I am and how I want to be and how I want to treat people, so they know the real David.
Yeah.
And that's the key, because I want to be
real. And you can create a lot of trust through Facebook. I mean, you can also do some dumb stuff on there and probably lose a lot of clients, which we, you know, don't do. But at the end of the day, I think it's a super big tool that is getting way underutilized. And I also think Instagram's dying off a little bit right now because it's just all ads. Like, I don't even open the app anymore. And so Facebook seems to, you know, they're putting a bunch into their reels. That is, again, the platform that seems to be sustaining forever. And so many people are like, oh, I don't do Facebook because I'm 30. Okay, well, your clients aren't all 30. Your clients are mid-20s, mid-30s, tons of them in their 40s, 50s, 60s. So it doesn't really matter who your friends are, right? Yeah, you want to grow both sides, but we're off topic anyway. But I like talking about that shit because I like talking about the shit that everybody else forgets about.
Right.
Well, we just keep rocking on Facebook.
I love it. It's a great way to communicate and get to people.
We have Sushi Zen calling us.
We do.
What else we got to talk about here right quick?
Just thank you to Don so much for coming out.
Yeah, man.
Spending some time with us. It was awesome.
And got in the gym. Guys, got in the gym with us today.
You know what the other part about, I just want to add, the other part, great part about Zillow is this. It allows you the opportunity to meet people that you probably would never have met before.
Dude.
And not only that, but it allows you to meet those people, and then if you do a good enough job, you get to meet their friends and their friends' friends.
I mean, look at how many homes we're selling in areas we never thought about. Ann Arbor, Plymouth, Novi, Northville. I mean, like, Ann Arbor is one of our highest zip codes. And again, like you said, now we're creating all of these relationships, building more trust in a market that we didn't even
like your mantra,
think
love,
about.
Serve,
love, care. Serve, care.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, thank you for checking out this podcast. Now we're going to listen to Eminem. Hey, Siri, shuffle Eminem.